Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Uttering. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Mark. We are in chapter 2 with verses 6 through 12. Now some of the scribes were sitting there asking themselves, "Why does this man speak that way? He is blaspheming. Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus immediately knew in his mind what they were thinking to themselves, so he said, "Why are you thinking such things in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise, pick up your mat and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority to forgive sins on earth," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, rise, pick up your mat, and go home." He rose, picked up his mat at once, and went away in the sight of everyone. They were all astounded and glorified God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." People like the scribes will always accuse others of not doing life the way they want us to. The way they want us to do or believe, allowing fantasy to enter the arena of humanity to satisfy some sort of offhanded fallacy of living a total lie. Now, I'm not sure why humanity is putting up with this. Why are liberals forcing this type of agenda down the throats of law-abiding citizens who seek to protect their loved ones from such blatant rules of fantasy and disrespect of God? Our future will have to deal with this in a realistic state of mind, seeing the consequences of making cherry juice out of limes. I'm not sure what to say other than I ask us all to pray, for this is the only real way to combat evil, is with supplication, constant, each day. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am so sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with this war in Ukraine. And in the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, the men in blue, especially a prayer for Howard Richmond. We pray for Holy Mother Church and Jesus' precious blood by his name. We pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Mark's Gospel. We're in chapter 2. With verses 6 through 12, three stanza of poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, "Way He Speaks with Authority." Themselves asking, sitting scribes see, "Way He Speaks why? Blaspheming is He. God only sins forgive," their cry. Jesus began reading their thoughts and yuck. Hearts are troubled, things such, thinking why. Easier is which, forgive sins or mat pick up. Know now man's son authority, rise, home go. Paralytic listened to pay heed, walking away astounded at his call. God glorifying noting his abilities indeed. Never have we seen authority over all. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's August 3rd, 2022. Recording this morning at 5:47 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we're closing this morning at 6:09 in the name of Jesus. Short shout out to our good friends John and Marie. God bless you too. And may the Lord continue to lift us up in his peace. Amen. As we close in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.